Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the show. This is Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you for taking out time in your day, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening podcast. I want to welcome you to the show, Reality Spirituality. It is a passion of mine, a huge passion, to learn to find, discover all of the tools that I need to enhance this journey, this lifetime, to create a peaceful, loving, exciting, passionate, and relaxing mindset. All of that just means to be happy, to flow with what is, to not resist anything. And that's what reality spirituality is about. We dissect our everyday life experiences, and let me tell you something, everything that happens to you during the day, there is, you can find spirituality and you can find a lesson of personal growth. Everything that happens. You don't believe me? Call in. The number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. Of course, the exciting news is the big bulletin that is flashing over the sky is, we get to choose. Everything that happens to us internally. I have no control over anything outside of who I am, what I am, this entity. I don't have any control over the stock market. I don't have a control over who's going to be our next president. I don't have any control over, oh, gee, my car, now I need a transmission. I have no control over that. And with that said, I do have control over practicing, focusing, embracing, wanting to float through life and flow through life to the point of appreciating and loving every event and appreciating and embracing and loving everything that happens. I don't care if it's losing a job to a death in the family. I don't want to be harsh, but I want you to understand that you can choose how you react to anything that is going to happen in your life. You get to choose. Now, today is part 5 of 5. Oh, my goodness. I discovered Barbara Berger online And she actually writes. She writes. She's international known author, and I found her The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works, and I'm telling you, this book, she's offering it free on her website, which is www.beamteam.com, or you can always Google Barbara Berger, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, to find out her latest book. In fact, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. She has agreed to be a guest on the show, a guest on Reality Spirituality, and as soon as her latest book arrives, we are going to be scheduling her. But let's get to what today's show is about. Part 5 of 5, The Mental Laws. Now, what we have agreed on is that the mental laws, what happens, the way our mind works, we have no control over how it works. But what we do have is control over how we interpret it, how we react to it, how we talk about it, how we feel it. I work in a huge law firm, and one of the attorneys went on a two-week vacation in Nantucket, camping. They were staying in a guest home. All of it was paid for. It was beautiful scenery. They went to the beach every day. They did nothing for 14 whole days. And when I saw him, the first time I saw him coming back from vacation, I said, "How was your vacation?" Well, I have to say, the only thing I expect, the only thing I hear, the only thing I hear, I've chosen to hear only uplifting, good news, thoughts, sentences, energy. That's all I'm going to interpret. I'm not going to say, let me run the other way. This person is a Debbie Downer or negative Nancy. No. I embrace everything. And so my point is, these mental laws, they're a guideline. A guideline to discovering, to learning how to be able to, I don't want to use the word master because you never master anything, but you get to a point where your skills of coping with stressful or negative or emotional traumatic circumstances is just going to put, you're going to be able to put one hand, both hands behind your head, elbows back, lean back in a lounge chair. Today, we're going to be talking about or discussing the sixth law in The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works by Barbara Berger. And the sixth law is the law of focus. And it's really simple, audience. What you focus on grows, expands. Whatever you focus on, and you're focusing on it, you are basically watering the plant. You're feeding it. And this is really important because It gives us a choice of what we're going to focus on. We have the ability to focus on, I lost my job, or I'm afraid, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know wherever I land is going to be the best place for me. I'm a little scared, I'm a little nervous about this, this new circumstance, this new event, but you know what? I'm going to flow with it. Or does it feel better to say, oh my God, I lost my job, what am I going to do? How am I going to live? Oh my God, my life is over. The bottom line is, what you focus on is what you will sow, is what you will experience. It really makes sense. So when you're focused on, I don't have enough money, I don't feel too well, oh, you know, why? I need a little bit more money. I need more money in my bank account. When you're focused on that, and when you are not only focused, but that is your main focus, 90% of your day is on lack and is on illness and is on complaining, is on struggles. You get to choose. And that's what's so exciting. and it's what makes us powerful. Our choices. Listen, you have black, white, your choices. Either you feel more powerful or you feel less depleted. Do you feel powerful when someone says, look at you, you're so smart, you're strong, I admire you, I respect you? Listen, those words mean nothing to God, those words mean nothing to the universe, but I'm trying to give you an example of that feeling of all of those compliments, all of those accusations, those arms out, you're the best. We get to choose. Now, does it matter whether or not what we choose, the decision we choose, the behavior we choose, does it matter that, let's say, we're playing a city soccer match, and at the end we lose by 1 point. Our team loses by 1 point. Does it matter that one of the athletes on the team gets the MVPs? Does it really matter if you don't come in first? I'm looking at the marathon today of the Olympics. I'm looking at the marathon, and all of these women have trained for years, minimal 4 years. For years, sacrificing, training, day in, day out, not feeling good. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't know, but this training consumes you. It's your life. You have no other life. And my point is this. What makes you feel better. You're free to do what you want to do. I'm not going to judge you. Whatever you want is fine. Have a great life. I'm rooting for you. You're my favorite. You're the best. Does that feel any different than, why did you make that decision? How could you have even thought ... Basically, what I'm saying, audience, is this power of choice is our most significant, powerful, all-encompassing weapon, power that we have. You can choose however you want to feel. Now, I don't know about you, but feeling bad is tired. It's old. I am done with it. Now, when we talk about the law of focus and what you focus on, you will attract, and what you focus on will eventually come right to your door, knock, 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 let me come in because you ordered me. Whatever you put out, energy, whatever energy you put out, you are going to receive back. So let me ask you this question. What kind of energy you are putting out? Let's say this. Let me make it even easier. What kind of energy are you putting out from the moment you wake up, from the moment you open your peepers, to the moment you leave the house? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing? What are you... You know, the thing is, energy is impossible to really, really grasp, but basically it's about, do you feel great? Do you feel good? Is it a positive energy or is it a negative energy? And my question to you is, what feels good that you have all these options? You're not going to be judged. This is just your ideas, and you actually think that your ideas are great ideas, as opposed to, oh, I don't have the same, I don't have a title, I don't have a degree, I don't have a professional background. I just paint based on intuition. What I'm saying is, and what Barbara Berger is saying, is notice what and how you're focusing on. What meaning, an event, a circumstance that's going to make you feel good versus making you feel bad or creating a bad feeling. So it's simple. If you focus on, I don't have enough money, well, guess what? You will experience, I don't have enough money. If you focus on accepting and loving and allowing strangers and family members just to be who they are without any judgments from you, to be able to open your arms and accept and embrace and love everything about that person that you don't understand. They're crazy. They're nuts. That doesn't make sense. That's not smart. what's wrong with them. No, 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 no. That way of thinking, what's wrong with them or what's wrong with the circumstance, creates an internal vibration which creates what's wrong with me. I'm here to tell you, come close. Come really, really close. I'm here to tell you that there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing you need to change. There is nothing you need to do. There is nothing you need to say. All you need to do is open your arms and embrace where you are and embrace and appreciate being where you are. Appreciate, open your arms, smile, accept, love where you are. It's perfect timing. It's the perfect situation. It's the perfect journey. Your journey is perfect for you. We can relax now. Let's lean back, hands behind the head, legs crossed, sunglasses on, and let's float through this life and feel what we were born to feel, and that is a connectiveness a realization an acceptance and the behavior of flowing. Tomorrow, Monday, August the 6th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are going to discuss more than the mental laws and understanding the way the mind works. We are going to get into one of my favorite topics, which is the law of free will. The ability to choose. It's all on your shoulders. And doesn't it feel good? You don't have to depend on anybody else. Listen tomorrow, August the 6th, as we push on the law of free will. You've been listening to Rebecca Lynn Norrington, Reality Spirituality. And I want to say, I will talk to you, listen to you, feel you tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Get some answers, baby.
Spirituality. Yeah.